And who's giving, who's not? The always giving Mr. Stossel joins us here live on KOGO. Hello, John.
Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. I just wonder, in the tradition of ABC's All My Children, they're not going to be adding a transgendered character to the hosting duties there on 2020, are they? Just for ratings?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right, just want to check.
Do you have a transgendered person to recommend?
No, just they're doing that character who's not really a transgendered person, but just playing one on TV, as the case is for All My Children. But Elizabeth Vargas, who's definitely heterosexual, she's back with you, right?
She's back.
Mm-hmm. After going off to birth some babies?
Birth some babies, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did a story on how it is absolutely evil in America that we don't have government-forced maternity, paid maternity leave, like all the other countries do, like Iraq and North Korea.
Do we have to be like all the other countries, though, John?
Well, fortunately, we still have more economic freedom, and it's why America's created 30 million jobs.
See, there's that. John Stossel, of course, the author of many books, including Myths, Lies, and Downright Stupidity, and Give Me a Break, and you have a new one in the pipeline?
Just Myths, Lies, and Downright Stupidity.
Well, I was pointing out you have many because some are hardcover and some are paperbacks. You can count them twice.
And there are many copies.
Yes. Let me ask you this about this this Cheap in America special. You get the whole hour tomorrow night, is that it? The entire hour, 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific?
The whole hour, and they gave me Wednesday instead of Friday, our usual 2020 slot, which is good because more people are watching TV on Wednesday nights.
Is that also to skew the, isn't that the final day of the November sweeps?
Yes, and I'm flattered that you know about that. And
I'm a savvy media guy.
To fill their last hour.
That is good, because look at they could have gone to that transgendered character from All My Children to kind of tease that for the next day. But no, they give you the whole hour.
They killed off an entertainment show and gave it to me.
Yeah, what show are you replacing tomorrow night?
Unix? I don't even
Unix?
Know. No, something with four letters, starts with a U. I don't know.
Oh, Unix.
Maybe I'm getting it wrong. Right, 10 o'clock Wednesday, whatever.
He's mastered. He's an island at ABC.
He died.
That's right. Well, now,
news department.
You went through
in California do the entertainment.
You went through the exhaustive research, as you do for these specials, which, I mean, no kidding aside, actually go and have, they become curriculum in classrooms. They show this stuff to the kids to help them do some learning. So this isn't just something you decided to do in the morning. You've researched this with your vast team, and you found some amazing things, haven't you?
We learned a lot. I was amazed how many rich people are cheap, and I confront some billionaires and talk to them about being cheap, and they have various reasons why they don't give more. And I think it's fascinating that the rich clearly give the most in total dollars. 50% of the money comes from the 7% richest people. But percentage of your money, the working poor give the most, and quite a lot more than the rich, about 6% versus 3%.
Now, do the rich look at that, the working poor, or maybe people in, as they say, flyover country, just not being all that savvy, so they give more, maybe they give more to their churches, they must not be all that bright. Is that part of the, is there a little bit of smugness in that as well? What's going on there?
I don't know. Everybody I talked to had a different reason, but it may be that the working poor, and I make the distinction the working poor because the welfare poor don't give much, but the working poor know what it's like to be close to the edge, so maybe they are more sensitive to the needs of poorer people than the rich are. But as we argue in the special, what are the rich going to do? Give it to their kids? We'll show you what happens to some kids when you do that.
Give it to the tax man. Or what do they say? Is it the third generation that tends to screw up the family fortune?
Yes, because most of these billionaires made the money gradually, and by the time they really got rich, their kids were already 40 years old. So it's the grandchildren who get messed up.
John Stossel with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO, his special tomorrow night on ABC. Check your local listings, but I'll tell you, it's 10 o'clock everywhere. Cheap in America, look at the state of charity in the U.S., which is appropriate for this time of the year, big end-of-year charitable giving. Some motivated by tax breaks, of course. Who gives, who doesn't? And when you talk about going after some of these billionaires and confronting them, as you said, do you do that? Is it like is it an on-the-street heckling job, or do you get them into a room and then zap them? How do you confront them?
We invited the top 50 from the Forbes 400 list.
Wow.
And I didn't chase them. I can't even find these guys to chase them around the country to ambush. I guess I could have, but I didn't think it was property.
Well, you used
money,
to. Well, wait. No, have you gone, want. John? Have you gone soft? You used to do those confrontive, you know, get your head knocked against the wall kind of interviews. You made a career on that early on. You wimping out?
Maybe, but most of those were on people who were crooks, who were cheating people. It's a little different.
So these are nicer people. They just are filthy rich and are not giving as much as you think. Is it a matter of what you think they should give or the national standard? Or how do you call them on the carpet on this if they're being too cheap?
Yeah, there's no benchmark. It's really just what I think, because I give about 25% of my money away, and I'm amazed as I look at the donor lists of some of these charities. I'm near the top. I'm near what companies give, and I'm nowhere near as rich as some of the people who live around me in New York City. So I started wondering, what are these guys doing with their money? But, you know, in the case of the entrepreneurs, some of these billionaires argue, and it sounds weird, but it's justified, that it's better. I'm good at investing and building a business, and that's nothing wrong with that. That creates jobs. That's a good thing.
Right.
And if I keep doing this, I'll give the money away after I'm dead. And that's an argument to be made. I'm better at investing than giving.
Does Mrs. Stossel know that you give away over 25% of what you make?
She does.
Really? That's good. I just wanted to make sure this wasn't some new revelation. Are you sharing that on the show tomorrow night? Because I can see where you get in there. They're saying, well, John, nice for you to use your standard here, but what are you giving? You basically say, well, hey, I'm doing a lot. Next?
No, I don't. I actually don't put that on the show. I'm just telling
So you only
you
heard
privately.
That here? All right.
That's right.
Just privately, just between us here. But
that's
that,
right.
That says, well, what do you use for your standard of giving?
Well, I make enough money. I don't have big needs for a second home. And sometimes I make speeches, and I don't want anybody to accuse me of compromising my reporting because I took money from some company. So I give all that to charity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't forget the Larson Foundation, which I'm just starting right now.
Well, you should. You're making a fortune as a big radio host star. You should give some away. It's not
well,
like
I
you're
do.
Creating jobs.
I do. I just don't give away as much as you're giving away. So now I'm inspired to this unnatural standard of yours. But that's fine. So what kind of reaction did you get after you confronted some of these rich Americans about being tightwads?
Well, sometimes I got a smile, which
uh-oh.
I was relieved by.
That means attorneys are coming.
One guy says, I give enough.
Mm-hmm.
One guy says, I'm going to build the company and give away more later. And then his wife leans into the shot and says, he's good at making it. And then she leans into the shot and says, and then I'll give it away. He's good at making it. I'm good at giving it away.
Ed Neiman Marcus. Yeah.
And Ted Turner says he's too poor. He's actually given a lot to charity. He still has $2 billion left, and he says he's worried about Social Security going broke and the banks fall.
Oh, he might be on the street. Oh, brother.
That's what he says.
Let me ask you about Ted Turner. Did he made that much ballyhooed gift to the United Nations, which it seems like there's better investments as far as I'm concerned, but that was a few years ago. Did he ever pay off that whole thing, or is that still out there in the pipeline, and I'll get to it someday, don't worry about it?
It's a good question, and the producer happens to be in the room now, so I can ask him. Turner pledged $1 billion, and we do give him a hard time about giving it to an organization known for squandering money in the program tomorrow night. And I believe he's paying it in installments, and he's given $600,000 so far or something?
It's over a 10-year period.
So he's keeping his promise.
All right. This is the first time you've actually brought your entourage into the radio interview. I'm very impressed. Now, about the flyover country types and the poorer Americans who give more percentage-wise, what did you learn about everyday Americans as opposed to these show-busy billionaire types?
We do a little test. We put out Salvation Army buckets in San Francisco and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so compare two very different parts of the country. And what we find is what the research shows, which is that liberals, you'd think they would give more because we're always hearing how liberals care more.
Of course, yeah.
Poor, but they give much less. That conservatives are more likely to give not just money, but their time and blood. And in Sioux Falls, people give much more. That's where we
sweat and tears
find working people given who are making $25,000 a year who give $600 to the United Way.
So lefties in San Francisco with the Salvation Army kettles dropped in what, nickels and dimes, and they put some bigger denominations there in middle America?
Yeah, San Francisco people have twice as much money, but they put half as much money in the bucket.
So in terms of the the wealthiest among us, who really rates well in this show tomorrow night? Who really, I mean, who'd you go, you interviewed so many people, invited so many people, some of whom never showed up or didn't want to participate, what have you. Which are the ones, the individuals that really made an impression on you, John?
Well, a lot of them. I mean, Turner has given a lot, and he's frankly a TV newsman's dream because he gives great interview. Eli Broad has given a lot.
Yeah.
Home builder. And yep. The biggest, of course, are Gates and Buffett. But, of course, they've got billions left. What else are they going to do with their money? But they're really, Gates is really working at trying to do a good job with it.
All right. Well, it's all on tomorrow night's show. Bumping some other show that wasn't doing nearly as well. ABC's last kind of the home stretch for the TV sweeps. It's the final primetime show of November sweeps tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on ABC, Channel 10. Check it out. You know, 7 in Los Angeles. And it's Cheap in America, the very non-cheap John Stossel hosting that particular show. Thank you, Mr. Stossel.
Thank you, Mark.